So if you've been to an airport anytime in like the last 20 years, it feels like you've probably seen the signs that you have to get a real ID. And there's always a deadline attached to this. And it always seems like that deadline is like 6 months away. And it seems like it never actually arrives. But it maybe has actually arrived. It's possible that this month, May 2025, is the actual deadline to get a real ID. So what is a real ID? And is that deadline actually here, finally, after 20-some years? Those are the questions we're going to take a look at today. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. My guest today is Emma Camp. She's a colleague of mine at Reason, an associate editor for Reason Magazine, and she's written a piece that asks the question I want to ask Emma, which is real ID actually happening? So thank you for taking some time and joining us here on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Let's ask the big question. Is real ID actually happening?
Probably. The thing is, so real ID was originally passed in 2005. It was part of this big suite of sort of post 9/11 national security laws. The idea was because some 9/11 hijackers used forged documents to get on the plane, let's make everybody have a more secure, you know, more rigorous form of ID to get on a plane. And that law, enforcement of that law has been delayed 7 times. You know, 2005 was a long time ago. That was 20 years ago. And so I think it's probably actually going to happen because the last time it was delayed from May 2023 to May 7th, 2025. And we're getting really close to that deadline and we haven't heard any rumblings about delaying it. Normally when they delay it months out. But also because of how frequent these delays have been, I don't want to rule out an 11th hour pushback. And also, frankly, because the Trump administration, on the one hand, has been very stringent on immigration rules. And a lot of this, too, is you have to prove your legal status. So there's like there's sort of a national security immigration element of it that the Trump administration might support. But at the same time, they've been a little chaotic, to say the least, in the way that they've been enforcing their policies. So on the one hand, I think it's I give it like 75% odds that it's actually going to happen. But also we could wake up tomorrow and, you know, Elon Musk is going, no, we're not doing real ID. You know, we're going to delay it another 2 years.
Yeah, we are recording this just afternoon on May 1st. And so everything is accurate as of this moment. By the time you're hearing this, it might be May 3rd or May 4th. And who knows? Things may have changed.
I wrote an article actually like 2 years ago, basically saying, yeah, it's probably not ever going to happen.
So you know, you'll be right either way. Either it's happening or it's not. Let's actually back up a little bit here for people that maybe aren't aware of this or maybe still have questions about it. What makes a real ID different from your old school driver's license?
So it basically requires you to prove your identity in a couple more ways. So for example, you're often required to provide proof of your social security number, extra proofs of address, that kind of thing. That just goes a couple steps more than what you're required to do to get a driver's license. And then the ID that you have will have a physical star on it. The irony, of course, is that this law was basically passed to deter fraudulent documents. It's just a star. So really, all it will do is tell forgers that they need to put clip art of a little black star on the IDs that they're making.
We're talking with Emma Camp. She's an associate editor at Reason Magazine, talking about the real ID deadline that is rapidly approaching here, possibly approaching as soon as next week. Emma, there's been, I mean, one of the reasons why this has been postponed so many times has to do with compliance, has to do with getting states and getting residents of states to go along with getting these new IDs that the federal government wants everybody to have. That's still a concern, even as this deadline approaches now, some 20 years after we passed this law.
Yeah, for sure. So all 50 states were not even giving out real ID compliant IDs until 2020. So 15 years after the law was passed. And one of the main reasons behind this is that a lot of states were really hesitant to comply with real ID because it essentially creates a national database of ID holders. You know, the law, like supporters of the law will say, no, it doesn't create a national database. But what it does do is it creates 50 state databases that talk to each other. So it essentially creates a national database of ID holders that creates a lot of privacy concerns. And right now, there are many, many states with less than even 50% compliance. New Jersey only has 17% compliance. And what this means is that it will make domestic air travel really challenging, if not impossible, for millions of Americans who don't have these Real ID compliant IDs. You can use a passport in lieu of a Real ID. So a lot of people, if you have, but also a lot of Americans don't have passports, right? And so in my view, it's sort of unnecessarily making it difficult for people to travel.
It also makes me wonder, like, okay, we passed this law in the wake of 9/11. We did a lot of things in the wake of 9/11 that maybe we shouldn't have done. But we haven't required Real ID for 20 years, and there hasn't been another.
Right, exactly. The whole justification behind the law, which is we need to do this to prevent terrorism, over the past 20 years has shown itself to be unnecessary. Since 9/11, we haven't had another terrorist attack. And even if there was somebody planning a similar attack, this law would not actually stop them because it doesn't actually make forging that much more difficult.
All right, there's a lot of privacy concerns about the law. And yeah, I think I agree with you, Emma. There just doesn't seem to be a lot of reason for going through with this. But it looks like we are finally going to go through with it. If you don't have a Real ID and you're planning to travel by air sometime in the next few months, this may be a problem for you. You may want to look into it. We are unfortunately out of time for today. Emma, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And once again, that's Emma Camp. She's an associate editor at Reason Magazine, a colleague of mine there at Reason. Check out her piece with all the information on this. Is Real ID actually happening? That's the headline on it. You can find that this week at Reason.com. For Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Boehm. Catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.